This is episode 1267. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And if you are celebrating in the United States today, the national holiday of Thanksgiving, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I'll be celebrating today with my family. And I took some time today to meditate and send out my thanks to you for listening to the meditations. I hope you know what a valuable gift you give to yourself and to the world each time you sit down and meditate. In today's episode, we continue with our gratitude meditation series in honor of today, Thanksgiving. And you'll be exploring a meditation technique to immerse yourself in gratitude. You'll also discover an herb that may help you experience a deeper sense of gratitude. I'll start out with this herb. It's an herb that you may not have heard of before, but it's an herb that's been used throughout the centuries to support heart health. And it does this because it's noted to help manage cholesterol and stress hormones. The herb is red clover. And I like to share an herb with you in each week's series that makes it fun to get to know the herbs, because many herbs are noted to offer health and emotional benefits that have many of the qualities you're focusing on as you meditate. So you also want to check with your physician whenever you try any herb, especially if you take medications or are pregnant or nursing. So red clover may be an herb you would want to explore as you focus on gratitude. Now for your meditation technique. As you settle yourself in on this Thanksgiving day, possibly surrounding yourself with loved ones in special places, eating favorite foods from recipes that may have been passed down through the generations, I hope you allow yourself to immerse yourself in gratitude for whatever you experience today. Now, along with the beautiful qualities of Thanksgiving, emotions can run high when you're with family members and loved ones. There may be a lot of different expectations for what these holiday gatherings represent. There can be a lot of anxiety and fear and worry and overall stress. So for you today, I hope you keep your attitude of gratitude in mind, focusing on the moment, sharing this place and time with whomever you're with, and allowing what will happen to happen while still maintaining a feeling of gratitude. I have a little challenge for you. Rather than focusing on what you hope will happen and your own expectations, or whether someone is behaving in a way that uplifts you or possibly brings you down, whatever the weather is, whatever it is you're eating, focus instead on the deeper meaning of gathering and being together, whether or not everybody performs at their best. and honoring the soul qualities of the people you're spending time with, noticing their attributes despite shortcomings that can pop up, especially in stressful situations. Mostly, allow yourself to express your own sense of peace and joy and gratitude as you spend time with people today and celebrate. So for your meditation technique, as you settle yourself in to meditate, relaxing your mind and body, inhale the affirmation for this week, which is, I am grateful for my life exactly as it is. And instead, as you go through your day, mentally repeat as you inhale, I am grateful for this day. And as you exhale, mentally repeat exactly as it is. Inhaling, I am grateful for this day. Exhaling, exactly as it is. Consciously inhale and exhale as you sit in your meditation today and as you go throughout your day. I wish you a beautiful Thanksgiving. I am grateful to you. And know, if you want to go a little deeper with your ritual, as always, you know where you can find a little extra support at my website at sipandom.com, where you'll find access for free for 2 full weeks of over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a daily 30-minute guided meditation that includes a weekly journal and a slowdown guide with the techniques organized nicely for you. You can find that again at sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley, and you are so worth slowing down for.